All right, how's everybody's life?
Meh.
It's been better.
Yeah, it's been better.
So, is this the mystery crate? Is that where we are right now?
We're in the mystery crate.
I don't know where I am right now in my life. Do you guys, how are you guys holding up? If who do we have here? We have Roy, Anthony, Billy, and Chris. We got the boys. How are you guys holding up?
I have cabin fever at this point.
Really?
I just want to leave. Yeah, I want to get out of this house, man.
I feel like you have a nice setup. You have a nice house. You have a nice yard. A couple of rooms. You can walk around, go outside.
Yeah, it's a nice open layout, you know.
Yeah.
Got bedrooms and stuff like that, you know, in a kitchen. You know, a refrigerator, oven, you know, that type of thing, yeah.
Now, I know we're supposed to be staying inside and stuff, but are you guys, like, going out for walks and stuff? Like, what's the rules on, like,
going I went out on a walk last night with my wife. We went to around our block. We went to the Target that's close to our house. So we were walking around. Felt like there was a lot of other activities, people doing things, walking their dog, looking out at the canals. There was a lot more people out.
Are you guys getting good at doing things without touching anything?
No, not at all.
You guys have recruited, like, you know, like today I had to get gas and like I just was able to, you know, I didn't have any of those gloves because I didn't
you
want
to touch
grab
anything
gloves.
To get gas.
I mean, I put my hand inside my shirt and I didn't touch anything.
I heard that gloves. Gas attendants are actually going out and sanitizing those pumps.
Wow. They better be. And then as soon as I got home, I changed the shirt. See, that's how we do it here.
Do you have outside clothes and inside clothes now?
Anytime I leave the house and I use my shirt as a handle to touch anything yucky, and then yes, I am changing the shirt.
I've been doing that too, but I didn't do that because I was kind of rushing in to do this. So hopefully I didn't get dirty because I took my dog for a walk. I have to walk my dog because I live in an apartment.
Yeah.
It's like a one bedroom apartment and I don't have like a balcony or anything. So I have to take my dog out to walk. So I'm hoping that this doesn't last too long because I feel like I'm going to get claustrophobic.
So Billy, you have no opening to the outdoors in your apartment?
Windows I could open.
But no balcony?
No balcony.
Mm. See, I have a balcony, but we went outside and then I'm like, all right, what am I doing? I want to go back inside because it's warm. So it's not really great. So you walk around, you get a little bit of air.
Apologies if you hear my daughter. She will like not stop talking.
Yeah, Chris looks very stressed out. I mean, we're recording this like in a video chat kind of and
at our homes.
Chris is he just keeps doing gestures to try to get everybody to kind of quiet down a little bit and I feel so bad. But it's fine.
I don't feel bad, man. I know, man. It's life. It's our life now, am I right?
What are you watching? I'm like looking like way off in the back of your your window, Chris. And I'm looking at either like a mirror that has like a basketball game reflected on the back or like just a TV that's in a closet.
Oh yes, you're looking at the thing that's reflecting it because the TV's over there. It's one of those, like, you know when you go on vacations and you get shot glasses?
Yeah.
Like it's one of those like things where can put a bunch of shot, yeah, a case, that's it.
Oh, so you got a collection of shot glasses?
So that's reflecting to the TV. So that's what you're seeing.
How many places have you gotten shot glasses from?
The funny thing is before we moved into this house and got that thing, I had like, Christy had these like, this drawer full of shot glasses and I might have gone through it and got rid of a couple that she's not too happy about.
Can you go over there and like walk us through your shot glasses?
Yeah, seriously. How many?
Yeah, bring the computer over there.
I haven't moved in yet. Like they're empty. Like it's empty.
Oh, shit.
Didn't just spill a beer. Don't worry. Not from like earlier, but like. Oh.
All
right. Christy. This is going well so far.
Yeah.
I think people want to see into our lives, and I think you're doing a perfect example.
Yes. Yeah. All you can see behind me is a white wall with the thermostat.
It's hard out here, man. And my kid, oh man, this is going well so far.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man.
So have you gone outside for walks and stuff or no?
Yes, I have gone outside a few times. I've gone to my dad's house yesterday. Today I was really good. I didn't, oh my God.
It's fine. Ooh. Don't worry.
She's unhappy about something.
Well, it's because my wife is down here now to help out with the mess I made. So now she's alone and she doesn't like it. And
oh no,
it's all right.
Be right back.
This is everybody's life right now.
Don't worry. Chris.
Yeah,
Chris's life at on a Thursday evening.
Go ahead.
My dog just stole a remote. My wife's chasing him, so I'm
And there's just craziness.
Why don't I put my computer on mute for 5 seconds and you guys just carry the load so I can
I don't know. I feel like I like what's going on.
I do like what's going on.
Yeah, man. This is real life right here, man.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what I'm here. Jeez.
How is the food reserves in everybody's house?
It's getting lower. It's getting lower right now.
See, my wife did this thing today where we have plenty of stuff in our freezer, but she was like, the stores are still open and they might close in a couple days. So she like went to the store again today to like just
I'm
make
so
sure.
Stressed out about that.
She doesn't want to use anything we have stored. So she's like,
exactly.
I'll go get more stuff.
Yeah.
While I still
I don't think the stores are going to close though. That's essential items there.
That's true.
So I think they'll remain open. So you don't have to worry about that. You can just restock later.
I've been banned from eating stuff from the freezer, which I don't feel is correct because the good stuff is in the freezer. I got the pizza rolls. I've got the little chicken bites. I've got other like frozen pizzas. All the good stuff is in the freezer and I can't get to it. So I have to eat all the healthy stuff first.
Well, all the frozen meats are in there. So I guess
well, that too.
The cooking aspect of...
But I have to eat like the broccoli and the carrots and the asparagus, and I have to eat all that stuff first, and then when we get into
roughage.
The reserves, yeah, then I can go into the freezer and get all the good stuff.
That doctor, by the way, today, like, oh man, that was not good for my like mental health.
Did she freaked everybody out, right? Was
yeah.
that...
No, I'm because that's the reality of the situation. That's what we're looking at, so...
And on that note, Tom Brady is headed to the Bucks.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just felt like
in, oh, that's a transition.
Felt like a good segue.
I just
Todd
felt like
Gurley
everyone
was released.
Yeah, Todd Gurley, guys, sports,
man.
Only apparently, the Dolphins were interested in Gurley.
Really?
So is that yeah?
Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
You know
so what happens when the NFL's like done with news? What do we do?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're in big actually, trouble.
I do know what we're going to do. I saw the Big Three League is trying to start a reality show that's also like a basketball competition. So it would be, I think the way they described it was Big Brother meets the Big Three.
Oh, God.
And they'd have a bunch of people like locked in a house, like teams locked in a house with a basketball court in the house. But they'd test everybody before they go in and they'd keep them in like a safe, sterile environment and they just have like an ongoing tournament.
Huh. Wow.
We're good this weekend because the Ocho's back for this weekend.
Yeah.
That is true. That's saving grace is the Ocho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, we have to rely on the Big Three.
Like, I feel like we can kind of give it away when we're recording this because Billy said today earlier, like, we're doing this on Thursday night and like tomorrow's Friday and I'm not that excited. Like, you know what I mean? Usually we have this like,
you're already
Friday,
home.
Like the Friday feels like I'm just like, yeah, tomorrow's another day and then I have to wait. Like, and I just have to keep staying in my house.
I'm not looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
What's there to look forward to? The same thing that we do now.
Well, no, less, because
well,
at
less,
least now we have things
yeah,
to
you
do.
Go. Yeah.
Like, my day starts now at, like, 6. I get up and I start doing the sound for the day because I want to make sure to get there nice and early. And then after that, I, like, we'll take out the dog. I'll get breakfast. Yeah. And, like, then I'll start doing more, whatever other show things have arisen, like, in the, you know, with, like, an hour and a half left to go for the show, like, so that keeps me busy and then I'm occupied until, you know, depending on what we have to do after the show in terms of like calls, you have a lot of calls. As
well. I know, right?
Calls.
Yeah, way too many calls. Way too many calls.
But that'll keep me occupied till like 2 or 3 sometimes doing stuff like that and talking about like trying to figure out what guests to get the next day and all that stuff. So like once Saturday and Sunday come, like I don't know what there's going to be to do.
I wish if we could only get the sound quality better, I could get used to the working at home thing. I don't know. Like obviously like the show sounds different. So like, you know, obviously from that aspect, I'm ready, not ready because it's going to be a while. So I'm not saying I'm ready, but I'm down to get back. But I don't know, man. I like being able to just go to my fridge in between breaks, like my fridge, not our fridge.
Right. And Beef Stroganoff is still up there in South Beach. So you gotta wait on that one.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How could you know?
I could. I mean, I knew it was there. I could remember to take it. Yeah, for people that didn't hear the show, I left my beef stroganoff in the Clevelander refrigerator, so that's going to be there for a couple months.
How much stuff do you think got left in that fridge?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But it's not going to smell nice.
Yeah, I hate to be the first one to open that. That is not going to be good.
Yeah. I feel like we've been kind of like, we're all just like, oh man, this sucks. Like our energies have been pretty, just what the world is right now, but just to not make it any better. I saw on the internet today, there was like a bunch of what looked like tankers that were like on a train, looked like they were moving somewhere as if like they were preparing for the government shutdown, like to prevent like looting and stuff.
Can they just do it already so we can all get it over with?
Right.
I feel like they keep telling us like, hey, something may happen. Like everybody's cousin works at the CIA and has like an intel that they send a text about and says, hey, the government shutdown's coming. And then everybody's like, okay, wow, oh my God, I'm scared. And it never comes. Like, just already get here so we can be done with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God. Life, boys, am I right?
Yeah.
What can we do with this? How can we make this fun for the people? What's your guys' drink of choice at home? When you guys are at home, we get to work from home. What is the beverage that we're going with?
Oh, you mean non-alcoholic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Roy and I don't know. Roy and I were thinking something different.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go wherever. Well,
currently at the house, we have Japanese whiskey and vodka.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, we've got some assorted wines here. Some that we don't tap into because we got them when we went to Napa, so we've kind of been holding them for special occasions.
Yeah, how's that work? You did just get married, so why didn't you do it then?
I don't know. It's a good question.
That's special enough.
That's true.
That is true.
Christy and I actually have a bottle of wine that we bought in Italy, which I went when did I go to Italy? Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Duty freed that thing back to the house.
And we bought like the most expensive one. Like we bought a couple of regular priced ones and then we bought one really expensive one. And we're like, we're going to save it. I mean, we bought a house, we had a kid and we still just like, nothing's been big enough. That thing's just sitting there.
What will be big enough?
I don't know.
It's Wednesday.
What would be big enough?
Well, now that I think about it, my kid was born when we had, like, when we went to Italy. So it wasn't like the birth of my child happened since then. It was just, we did buy a house. Like, our first night in this house, we should have opened it.
We should have, yeah. That's a pretty big, momentous situation. We also have vodka. We got some tequila. We've got some whiskey.
And you know what? Sorry, I'm trampling Anthony right now because I just had a thought. We're gonna drink that bottle of wine when life gets back to normal.
Wow,
there you go, man. That makes sense.
Continue, Anthony. Sorry,
Anthony has a full bar over there.
I know.
I'll show it to you guys. Tucked away in a corner.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh,
well, that's the bar right there. You know what? I can actually take you guys to my bar. My wife's talking to her sister.
This is
fun. I can take you to my bar.
So take
we've
me.
Got hold on, let me turn the light here. Here we go.
They're very right, empty. So, a lot of empty bottles.
You know how we do it. So
I got pinned in this video. Hold on.
Yeah, there we go. So we got some good stuff. Oh,
we
got a good mask. We got the mask.
Oh, you got the mask.
But tucked away in the corner, as you can see right back here.
Oh, is that Blue Label?
Oh,
that's Blue Label.
The good stuff.
Roy's excited.
It was a wedding present from one of my best friends.
A wedding.
And I haven't opened it yet because obviously, Roy, you know what the deal is.
Yeah.
It's one.
Yeah, savor that.
Few and far between, but we may crack it open depending on where we get to in this quarantine.
Normally, that's $300 that bottle.
Yeah.
You guys really put my unsweet iced tea to shame. I have Yingling. That's what I have. I think I have liquor. I have some Crown too. Crown Royal. I need to get the whole bar. This is going to be the bar area. The area behind me where this thing is. It's going to be a bar eventually. We'll get there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a bar. That'd be nice. We drank up all the Sam Adams.
Ooh. Babe, what beer do we have back there? Yeah. What beer do we have? Yeah, we got some beers. We got some craft brews.
Ah, nice.
What do we got here? We got some Ellison Brewery.
Oh, that's good.
Double black. You know, whatever. Ooh. Anyways, enough about my alcoholic tendencies. Billy, what do you have?
Alcohol related. I have like this basket that my sister gave us when we were. I don't know if it was like a wedding gift or what it was. I think it was just part of like because she did a lot for like. The showers and stuff like that. So she gave us this basket of a bunch of different like wines and stuff like that, Proseccos. for different occasions, and they have like little tags like first home, first fight, first baby.
You know, first fight?
Yeah, first New Year's, first Valentine's Day.
And they're all closed.
One of them said like honeymoon, but honeymoon, I can't take it with me. We went to Barbados, but I can't take a bottle with me to Barbados. You know what I mean? So
right, yeah.
That one's there. So like we've opened some of them slowly, like not always on time. Like first fight isn't one that's like, oh, let's have a, let's go open the first fight one and take that off the, you know, the checklist or whatever. And we have a dog now. It said first baby or dog, and I don't think that we've opened that one. There's only, I'm trying to see. It looks like there's three or four left over there, but I don't know what they are, what they're for. But I'm not, and I have some like beer and stuff in the fridge for when I have people come over. But
right, but not for you.
Of,
you don't.
I don't
want
have lots of company. No, I mean I will, but not like I would. It's rare for me to just like come home and be like, you know what? Let me just
have a cold one today.
Yeah. And then I have like just normal things. I have like lemonade and I have like Coke, but I've been really weird, which I know isn't surprising, but I've been really weird about it with this whole thing going on. Cause I'm
wanting
like
to save it.
I want to save it. Exactly. I don't want to drink it. And then like I'm out in like a week and then I can't get it. And then I want like something other than water.
Right.
So
have you all we have is water. I don't have any other drinks other than water.
Well, on your body.
Yeah. Oh. I got one. I got Gatorade. I got a juice.
I've always wanted to get Gatorade, and then I never do.
I have some Gatorade too, but I'm saving that for like a rainy day.
The only time you do Gatorade is if you get the $10 for $10, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they just haven't been at the right price point for me to go and get them.
I got a 24 pack.
Are you guys showering any less with this new schedule?
Nah, showering is kind of the same.
Yeah, same shower.
No, I shower after the show now.
Really, I did.
I'm busy working. Yeah.
I did shower, like, I think I did take, like, one less shower this week. Like, I don't think I took one Monday. I was just
You haven't showered. It's fine.
No, I have. I've showered a little less.
Why are you showering after the show now, Roy? You said, like, with this new arrangement.
Yeah, because I'm waking up a little later and I don't have time to actually take a shower because I have to get to work.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
You have to make your long journey to work.
Wait.
I got to walk over here to the dining room table and then do the pre-production for the show.
You have less time to shower now because you're waking up later. Yeah, you're not. Okay.
So he's a morning shower guy.
Yeah, I'm a morning shower guy.
This doesn't make sense.
No, because keep in mind, I wake up at 5:30, right?
Yeah.
Then I take a shower. But now I'm waking up at 7:30.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez. Whoa.
Extra rested Roy. I like it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. Rested Roy.
What time
Roy.
Are you going to sleep at night?
Same time.
I like that one, Chris, by the way. What time is the same time? What time do you go to bed?
Around 11.
What do you want to eat for dinner? Oh, sorry. My wife just asked. She said she's starving, and I said, what do you want to have for dinner? And I've already explained to everybody on the mystery crate as you crumbled stuff back there that you've banned me from eating stuff in the freezer, so we have to eat stuff from the fridge.
Wait, is that Jenny from Bachelor with the Boys?
That is Jenny from Bachelor with the Boys fame.
Wow.
You can't see the video. I'm tilting it down so you can see her raiding our cupboard full of goodies.
What is that, cereal? That's Frosted Flakes?
That's a solid cupboard.
We got
cupboard.
Cereal all over the place. You want me to take you to the cupboard? I can take you to the cupboard.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
In the video now.
All right. Let's get to the cupboard here. What do we got? Oh, we are stacked, boys. Look at this.
Nice.
I got
look at
Fruit Loops.
Sideways cereal. Interesting.
I got Cocoa Puffs here.
It looks like the shelves aren't tall enough for them to be upright, which is why they're sideways.
These are like the extra big box.
Yeah, family size.
Yeah. Hey,
Kellogg's guy, man.
Yeah, man, I'm ready Kellogg's for this guy. Thing.
Look at this. Stuff. We got popcorn. We got pita chips. We
oh
got
my god, I'm so underprepared.
Pod. I've got two things of double stuffed Oreos. I got honey roasted peanuts. Look at the...
Got the peanut butter over there.
How do you like this, Billy?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And then just in case... As you look up here, just in case, I got a nice little 12-pack hidden.
I know you guys I know you're not going to believe me, but I'm more of a single-stuffed Oreo guy. I don't know. That,
really?
Like, too much cream. I like more of, like, the cookie. I'm more of, like, the cookie than the cream guy.
Hmm. I'm not big on the flavor.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, like the strawberry and
the flavored Oreos.
Yeah.
So you like regular
Oreos. Yeah, the flavored Oreos.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could take a mega stuffed Oreo though. Mm-hmm. That's serious right there.
Yeah. What do you think the people want to know? Like, what should we say to, like, the people? I feel like people have been listening to our show all week, right? So it's not like they haven't heard from us, right? I mean, I guess
don't think we have anything insightful to tell people.
No, like, I'm not
ready to tour my entire house. So.
Yeah, I don't mean about, like, coronavirus. But then I watch. I'm not trying to, like, I just mean about, like, you know, like, what do you think the people want to hear from us? Like, what should we talk about?
I think they want to hear that we're safe.
I just took a rock off the wall for no reason.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I don't know. It was loose and it just came off.
Home remodeling on the mystery crate.
Roy's breaking his house.
Yeah.
I think, Chris, everybody wants to know that we're safe, mm-hmm. that we don't have coronavirus.
Well, I don't think we can answer either of those questions.
Well, we're safe. Hey,
you look safe to me. I mean, you know.
I mean, my point is like if you walk outside your house, I don't know if we're safe. I'm scared, man. This is a bad time for me. I don't feel safe.
I don't think you're doing anything to, like, make people feel better.
No, I don't think so. No.
Hey, man. The truth hurts. Sometimes the truth hurts. These are scary times. I think we should do this, and I know, like, no one's actually going to listen to us. But if you happen to be listening to this, and you're one of these people that are like, screw this thing, I'm still going to go out until they let me, stop going out. Don't go to bars.
Stop. Don't do that.
Like, stop. Even if you're still allowed to, you're not going to be able to sooner or later. So let's be good people and try to go to bars a lot less.
Yeah.
That's my PSA. That's what I feel like. That's honestly what I feel like we should be saying more to anybody. Just if we can convince two people that are listening to this to not go out, then, you know, that's better than none.
Good job, Ed Ordron. Thank you. Very good.
Good job, Chris Cody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
Are your wives all looking at you like you're crazy because they only see like one part of the conversation? They only hear like your half of the conversation. Yeah. Like my wife just keeps looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
Because
you just started chanting, thank you, Chris.
Exactly. I was chanting, thank you, Chris. Did we help anyone?
I don't think so. I didn't help myself. I'll tell you that.
I feel a little better.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us on this crazy edition of the Mystery Crate.
Mystery Crate Home Edition.
See you guys next week.
That's what I heard.
See you guys next week.
Next week.
Next week, yeah.
Bye.
I don't know why I'm waving. No one can see this.
we could put this out as a Mystery Crate visual episode.
Wow, Vepisode.
What do you think about that?
A Vepisode.
How about that?
We got to leave this part in so we can get the Vepisode joke in.
I think that could work, boys.
Yeah. You guys want to do, like, just in these hard times, like a virtual hug? Like everyone gets close to their mic?
No, I don't want to hug you virtually.